From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. More than 100 are said to be dead in the Philippines, with dozens others missing, as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground thus far. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador of the United States, Nikki Haley.
Should the North Korean regime conduct another nuclear or ballistic missile test, this resolution commits the Security Council to take even further action. It sends the unambiguous message to Pyongyang that further defiance will invite further punishment and isolation.
The new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Those sanctions are in response to the November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. A truck driver in the U.S. state of California has been arrested and charged with attempting to provide support to terrorists by plotting to attack people at a crowded pier in San Francisco around Christmas. River Jameson is 26 years old and a former member of the U.S. Marine Corps. Gordon Jameson is his father.
It's really unbelievable. It's just hard to fathom right now. I really don't know what to say, how to feel, really. It's just shocking. That's my son.
At least 32 people were killed when a bus fell into a river Saturday in western India. That bus was carrying passengers in the Indian state of Rajasthan, which was speeding to overtake another vehicle, when it crashed through the bridge railing, falling into the river below, according to survivors. This is VOA News.